You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
As Patty's Reno Sweeney used to say,
the world has gone a little mad today. So
let's look at Broadway in a broader way.
With broads like Liza, Bette, and Stritch,
we're two gays who are Marilyn Mays, bitch.
Just a couple cast-offs. We're gonna give it to you straight. A couple cast-offs. Whose favorite things to do is to appreciate.
Let's name that belt and feel the thrill of another rousing round of Dolly Concert Kill at Cast-Offs. Spilling Broadway diva tea. It's Cast-Offs.
Welcome to the Cast-Offs podcast on Broadway Podcast Network. I am Ben Rimmelauer, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Daniel Nolan.
Hey, y'all. It is a beautiful, beautiful spring, almost summer day here in New York City. It's hot, hot, hot.
I wouldn't know. I have not left my apartment.
Well, I finally cranked on the AC, but it's still like, it just doesn't quite go like it used to. So my apartment's still a little too warm for my taste. You know how cold I want it.
I do know. No one could ever be cold enough for you.
Very cold
but,
girl.
We have a very warm girl here with us today. We are joined by the fabulous star of stage, screen, radio, writing, and certainly other mediums that I am just not hip enough to even be aware of. Mr. John Hill, thank you for joining us.
Yay. Thank you for having me. I was like, what's another medium? Stage, film, TV, yeah. OnlyFans.
Medium, he looks more like a large to me.
Hey, baby T, crop top season.
I'm sure Daniel's got something cropped below the camera line.
Honey, I just bought a new crop top at the Fire Island Tola shop, our favorite store. And I had to go back and get a medium because the small was too small.
How is that possible?
Only on Fire Island. Well, Daniel is freakishly tall. Like, don't let the thinness fool you.
I'm very thin, but I still am very broad.
And do you identify as a twink?
I identify, whatever the past tense, a twink.
Twink.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I think I've aged out of twink, but... I mean, I was back in the day.
Oh my God, rookie mistake. I have to put my thing on.
John.
Disturb. I know. It's like you've never done this before.
I really have struggled to be okay with people Daniel's age talking about how they've aged out of anything. I'm learning.
Well, in our youth-obsessed culture, it's like, I feel like every, 10 years or whatever, it just becomes the age of youthfulness becomes younger and younger. Like, I feel like at this point, when you're above 26, it's like your expiration date is approaching.
Well, you know what, Daniel? I don't feel that way.
Well, I don't either,
I have prepared for this episode, not on the assumption of that. We are going to be doing a fantasy football style draft of the all-time top twink roles in musical theater.
The top bottom roles.
It's America's top bottom. It's really fitting that we are joined by John, because long before he became the silver fox that we are here to record with today, He was, in fact, a Broadway twink. I had the pleasure of seeing John when he was in the original cast of Hairspray.
Can I stop you right there? This is inaccurate.
Yes, honey. Fact check his ass.
What is inaccurate?
I feel I was never of the twink persuasion. In fact, if you really want to go back to Hairspray.
Ooh, I would like to very badly.
She pulled out their seats.
The day I was cast, I also don't have, I never had twink energy. I always had faggot energy, but I never had twink energy.
Listen, I think that different. To the general population of adults, anyone under 30 or 35 with good skin who's a homo and remotely effable to anyone is a twink.
My bones have never been thin enough to be a twink. I've always been large.
You've always been big boned.
Yeah. My stature has always just been too big to be a twink. I wanted to be one. I wanted to be thin.
Well,
skinny
listen,
corpse. Take
I saw you as Link Larkin in Hairspray on Broadway. And if that's not a twink role in musical theater, I don't know what is. Yeah.
Well, I think we have different interpretations. So this will be fun to go through this role.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a lot of battles. I can see that you guys are going to fight me when I'm like, Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof is a twink.
Exactly. Tevye is a twink. Rosie O'Donnell in Fiddler was a twink role. She made it a twink role.
That's right. Well,
you think any gay guy, you think any cute guy is a young, cute guy is a twink?
No, not necessarily. There were characters that I wouldn't include in that. But I think maybe we can get into the nuances role by role. And when you guys are we'll debate. Maybe there'll be some that it'll be a 2-to-1 in different directions, you know?
Okay. Yeah. A lot of litigation to be had.
Yes, I love to live for litigation. So, John, as our guest, you'll go first, and then we'll do a snake draft going down. So, wait, Daniel.
A snake draft? Is that a sports term?
It is. I'm so athletic right now.
Yeah.
I'm an athletic supporter. Oh, Daniel, remind me, do we start with number 5 or number 1? Number 1, right?
Oh. Because
this is This is like the divas. We got to save the...
Yeah, I guess we started with number 1.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's too easy to sneak attack.
Yeah.
All right, so John, number 1, damn, with zero competition from us, what is the number 1 twink role in musical theater?
Wait, just fresh in my memory on what a snake is. Okay, so we're starting... I'm going to give you... I have 5 things to nominate, basically.
Right, yeah. Your first one you get... because we haven't gone yet.
So but I can get argued out of the other ones I have to nominate.
Yeah, or even just
someone else might take it from you.
That's fine. People take everything from me. As long as people have heard me on record as being the one who did it first, that's fine. It's just
that's the thing.
My career.
They won't hear you first, except for on this round.
Because you're going to edit it out. Okay.
No, I told you we don't
edit.
No,
we
don't
edit.
That's why some of our episodes are long.
Okay, they're all so good.
I'm sure.
I'll start with Jack from Into the Woods.
Ah, yes. Wonderful, wonderful. It should always be a twink.
No, see, I really don't agree because, and I obviously it was cast.
You're just
as a
being
twink.
Contrarian. That's
no,
obviously
I'm not.
A twink
I'm
with
not
a capital
contrarian.
Ink.
Absolutely not. The reason I don't include Jack, even though it's clearly been played by many twinks, including in the original production, is because I think the best Jacks are when he's a prepubescent little boy like Oliver.
Here's where we get into it.
Yeah.
I'm going by the soul of the character. I'm not going by traditional casting. At its core, a Jack is someone who comes out and says, okay, I want a giant to dominate me and I just want to be where you are.
No,
I'm small. Take me. I'm your sub. And then
he
let me
not want the giant to dominate him. He
are
wants
you a
to
twink?
Be pressed to the giant's breast.
Right, played by Glenn Close in Shakespeare in the Park, but go ahead.
Well, I like Jack as a twink just because I want Giants in the Sky to be sung as a tenor. You know, mm-hmm. I want to hear that belt note as a tenor. I don't want it to be there are giants in the sky.
I don't want that.
Or one of those actory guys who can just kind of speak, sing it and act like they, were just a good actor. I want to hear that screlted.
Yeah, I need, yes, I need it screlted. I need a money note at the end.
All right. Well, it looks like there's a lot of debate about Jack. So, Daniel, what is your first?
My first number 1 twink role of all time would be Fiero in Wicked.
Oh, that's good.
See, and I don't like Fiero to be twinky. I want Fiero to be like a fucking like hot man.
Well, and listen, I mean, Norbert Leo Butz played him originally, and he is not a twink, but more so, I think three times I've seen Wicked, they've all been played twinkily.
It always
and now it's always cast twinkily.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, Fiero is the number one twink role in my IMHO.
I hate that character. He has the worst songs. I hate that whole storyline. Yeah. I would be so much more into Wicked if you just removed Fiero from the storyline.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's confusing also because then there's Bach, who is also kind of a twink role.
Actually, very much so, twink. Yes.
Well, with that, Ben, what is your...
I'm so happy that I have no competition. My first choice is going to be my number one. It's Usnavi in The Heights.
Oh, wonderful.
I've never seen it.
And what's that, John?
Never seen it.
Oh, you should watch the movie. It's very good.
And oh, I guess I saw the movie. Which one is that?
It's the lead. It's
it's the hot
Anthony Ramos.
Yeah, hot Anthony.
Who's actually twinkier than Lin-Manuel Miranda ever was.
That's true.
I chose that for the best twink role because best role is not the category, but because it is the best role, I chose it for my number one twink role because he's the lead character. He's the narrator. Everything is from his perspective. You know, if you were like a young actor who'd been making his way up a community theater, like, ladder and, you know, playing these like featured roles, maybe Jackin' Into the Woods when you were whatever age we all agreed or disagree is the right age, you could still be cast. But then let's say you're like 17, 18, 19, and you do In the Heights at that theater, and that is your fucking show. You know, that's Elphabet, that's Evita.
I mean, no contest. But wait, is your name, have you named yourself Troll in this broadcast?
I have. Thank you for sharing that with the audience. It was meant to be an inside joke with the two of you because I feel that I was never a twink, but if I ever had any chance of being one, it is long behind me.
Wait, so you were just like under the bridge, like that twinks were crossing over, like the troll, just like sending them riddles, hoping to pull them down into your troll lair?
Yeah, the three Billy twinks gruff.
That's what I am now. That's what I am now.
The three Billy Magnussons.
Oh, I saw him running the other day in LA.
Ooh, I'm so jealous. I would like a slow-mo tape of that.
Let me tell you something. Those titties bounce. Ooh. And that is my favorite fetish.
Mm. I love it.
I hope he was wearing those shorts that are like slit up the sides and they just like little curtains blow in the wind.
Yes, honey. The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. Anyway.
All right, troll.
No, thanks, so now troll. The troll goes next with my number two choice. And Daniel, I apologize in advance.
Uh-oh.
I don't think you're going to be happy that I have gotten this. But my number two is Seymour in Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, long down on my list.
I'm shocked. Now, that's I understand good. That could be cast as a middle-aged Jewish man in certain productions, like the original. And Rick Moranis was like on the second half of his 30s when he played the part. But I do prefer it with Jonathan Groff freshly exfoliated center stage.
Well, here's the thing about Seymour. And I say this as someone who played Seymour very twinkily. But I prefer it when Seymour is like a down and out, like straight man. Like, I love it. Like, I love Rick Moranis. Like, I don't like it when Seymour's played too gaily, you know?
I like him played just gaily enough.
I like it when it's still you can believe that he's like going to the back of the flower shop and like jerking off to Audrey, you know, in his own time. Like when it's played too twinkly, I'm like, oh, he just wants to rescue her because he's like, you know, a kind person. But I actually want there to be a little bit of sexual tension.
I don't want to say the other role that I would say this about, but Seymour is one of two because the other one is also on the list. But I think it's a role in musical theater that even though the character is heterosexual ostensibly as far as the plot is concerned, the show is so campy and is so fantastical that it actually doesn't matter. It would not bother me at all. You could have the most mincing Chris Pott as Seymour, and I would be like, yes, honey, feed that plant.
Feed that plant. Well, and also, regardless of our opinions, like this is the great twink roles of musical theater, regardless of our opinions. So that has been historically a very twink role.
Thank you for honoring our history. It is your turn, Daniel.
Okay, speaking of our history, the next on my list, number two, is Cornelius Hackle from Hello, Dolly. Again, another one that I think Cornelius in the show, he's like 32 or 34. So he's actually a little bit older than prime twink age. And I think Gavin Creel, you know, was very age appropriate. But again, all the other times I've seen that role, especially on tour with Cara Lee and with whoever, I guess it was maybe with Bernadette, just played by the twinkiest of twinks, like fresh out of AMDA, barely of drinking age, Cornelius Hackle. So,
I mean, Gavin also, I think, is like the best kind of like gay twink, even though he's like, I think he's almost my age, at least in his 40s. But like he, you know, I mean, it's the reason I loved him so much in Hello, Dolly. And I would love him so much if he did Little Shop, but I did not like him, I'm sorry to be honest, in Into the Woods or in She Loves Me, you know? And but in Hello, Dolly, the gayness makes it all the better. It's fucking Hello, Dolly.
Totally, totally. And you also want to believe him as someone who's like truly maybe never kissed a girl, you know?
Yes, that is very plausible.
All right.
It sounds great. I support both of these. I have not.
Wait,
have
you
not
look a little judgy.
Have you not seen
No, Hello, I'm Dolly? Panicking because I think I approach this again, like from more of a spiritually twink perspective, which
well, that's
is
good.
My turn. I'll just say my next one.
It's good to get all the perspectives, spiritual and otherwise.
Okay. Because I put down Ado Annie from Oklahoma. That's a twink.
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
Well, I mean, she's up here like, somebody fuck me. Like, she's basically, like, a girl, like, 2003 at Posh. Like, she's, like, a twink who's, like, you guys, I'll do anything for it.
Okay, so I think this is actually infuriating, but also enchanting. Because, I mean, certainly I have always dreamed of...
Like, why are we gendering twinks? Anyone could be a twink. I mean, this is spiritual... No,
but twinks are pretty gendered, I feel.
I know, but like...
And with that, I'll drink my LaCroix.
Think of your most... You are forever a twink. Think of your most traditional twinks. They would all be great 808s.
Peter Pan, again, a woman.
Yeah, I thought about Peter Pan. No, it's true. I mean, you know, some little twink at an open mic night singing I Can't Say No. I have seen it, I'm sure.
Okay,
what
I'll do another
did
one.
Did we just watch singing I Can't Say No? Oh, Cheetah Rivera.
Yeah.
She's such a twink.
She's a tenor.
Yeah. It's funny, you know, also where I'm getting hung up is don't forget that my roommate and best friend for many years was Tyler Maynard, who is the quintessential twink of that moment. And I've seen him do Ellen Green in Little Shop. I've seen these things. And so to me, Ellen Green is the twink role in that show. But also like when I see Ado Annie, I always think Tyler. Okay, well then I'll throw something out. Well, that
I just
be...
want to say shout out to Tyler Maynard, one of the great musical theater talents of our era.
Of our
who
era.
Who is overdue for like a defining Broadway triumph to put him rightfully in line with Kristen, Adina, and Audra.
Right, yes.
No, I'm serious. And like, it is time. Like, think about his contemporaries, not just myself and you, but like Shoshana and Leslie Kritzer. These are people from CCM, same class. Like who? Yeah. I think if you got us all together and said, who's the most talented, most hilarious fag you know?
Yeah.
It's Tyler. Like
no
literally
question.
The most talented.
Hands down.
It's
Hands
time.
Down.
It's time. But so, okay. Well, can I leave Ado Annie up there? Or should I think of something
I say
more
leave it up there. Go with your gut.
I want us to honor your inspiration.
And you should have Tyler on the show.
We will. That's a great idea.
Yeah, you should. Okay, so I'll say Ado Annie. Let me have my gimme. And then do you want me to say another one or you don't?
Wait, I think you do. Yeah, you go next again, right? Yeah. That's the snake, John.
Oh, the snake. Okay, well, the next one I was going to say, again, something from my resume early on in my career. Not that I played this role, but I witnessed several people playing this role who were really, really talented. Several who went on to, I think, became twinks in their own right. But one of the great roles for a twink in musical theater to meet is Tam in Miss Saigon.
Wow. A silent character.
That character has a lot of like emotional body work to do.
Twinks just should be seen and not heard.
Also, a lot of twinks consider themselves like important enough to be to sacrifice people's lives for. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's like they think their lives are so dramatic, it's life or death.
Mm. I mean, certainly Lea Salonga knows what you're talking about. Wait, did any of the boys you saw as Tam, you worked with as Tam, I should add now, John was in the national tour of Miss Saigon as Chris, which is, by the way, one of my twink roles I'm sure you guys will disagree with, but it's way, way further down on my list. In your time as Chris, did any of the boys that played Tam, did any of them grow up to be, you know, someone that we know now?
Someone that we know now. Let's see. Well, the funny thing is, like, again, just to coming back to, like, whether or not you can gender a twink and, like, what does it mean to really be a twink and a twink's, you know, soul. Most of the Tams, I think maybe 99.9% of them were female.
Interesting.
Because back then, this is very misogynist or the opposite. I don't know which one it is. But girls at that age were more, I guess, quote unquote, what's the term?
Easy to work with.
Less annoying.
Yeah.
Than little boys. They were more controllable. So it
that's
was
very true.
Little girls. Yeah.
Yeah. Fascinating. So, twinks. I mean, like, is Eva Noblesada, like, one of your Tams?
Wait, how do I know that name?
She starred as Kim in the revival of Miss Saigon in
so
Hades Town.
Funny. That's a good documentary, like, Where Are the Tams?
Where are the Tams?
Where are the Tams?
Go find that.
Where have all the Tams gone? Okay, moving right along. My number three twink is a name that rhymes with twink, and it is from John. This is for you from Hairspray the Musical, Link Larkin.
Mm-hmm. I have to contest this. I have something else on my list that I have to just. Can I?
Sure.
Wait, what do you mean? You don't think you don't think it's a twink role? Hairspray can have more than one twink. I mean, I had two characters from Hairspray on my list, just none of them made the
No, you're right. It's a twink role. I just think the twinkiest role in that show is IQ. Not that it's that big of a role.
IQ is, that's interesting. That was.
Lots of straight guys play that role.
Yeah.
But it's a really, like, not to size anyone, but like it is a slender, small, you have to be the smallest, kind of youngest, spryest, jumpiest one to play IQ.
Not the role I would have played in my youth.
You're a Wilbur, babe.
Okay, yeah. So I'm sticking with Link, Twink Larkin.
Twink Larkin.
I see it, yes.
Wait, okay, so that's me for my number three. You know, I just keep going for these lead roles. And this is one that I think really changed the nature of play for twinks on Broadway forever. That is Mark in Rent.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, Rob Sapp's made a couple of appearances on this list.
Wait, Rob Sapp was Mark in Rent?
Wasn't he? For a minute.
Not that
there?
I ever saw, but could have been.
Okay, and then who's your number four?
Okay, number four, going back to a little deeper in my youth, is Dickon in The Secret Garden.
Oh, thank
that's
you.
A good one. Oh,
pinnacle.
One I good did job. Not even think of. Maybe the.
I mean, honestly, Dickon is a twink role in all the ways that define a twink role, but also Dickon overlaps with the category of parts almost like the witch in Into the Woods. Just a magical character with like mystery and power.
He's like the
thing is twink.
Yes, that is our theme song.
The thing is twink, you know. I mean, he's like the Puck of The Secret Garden.
Totally. And of course, John Cameron Mitchell is forever a twink. I mean,
oh my God,
he is
truly.
Still in his 60s, you know, showing up and twinkier than ever.
Yeah, I mean, he's still, like, when I see him, you know, spinning at Julius on Thursdays at Mattachine, he has more energy than the rest of us put together.
Mm.
Twink. When a thing is twink, you know, that's really funny.
It has a dick around it.
Okay, back to me. Now, my number four. Now, this is where... okay, my number four is Mephistopheles from Cats.
Oh, twinks.
There are so many cats to choose from in Cats. But
really?
But Mephistopheles is the one who, he's literally like, the magical, you know, magician cat. You know, I think like Rum Tum Tugger has to be a little mask. although also very fabulous. But Mistopheles to me kind of seems like the one who is like kind of the smallest and like the most spryest, not taking up a lot of space except in his one big number he gets where he gets to leap around and do a lot of choreo. So yeah, Mistopheles was the cat I landed on.
He's actually kind of the Dickon of cats.
Yes, yes.
Magical twinks could be a separate category.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
The year of magical twinking.
The year. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wishful twinking.
Wishful always.
By Joan Dickian.
Oh. My turn or no?
Yes.
I mean, I just feel like it's obvious that Marius is up in there.
Oh, that was, yes, also on my list. Also very good choice.
Like there's, it's kind of like you get, it's like your first, it's like your virginity, you know, like any twink who didn't play Marius doesn't get to qualify as a twink.
I know.
Including me.
I did play Marius. Thank you.
You have the hair for it. You have the hair of an Eponine, but the soul of Marius.
It was not this, quite this long when I played them.
You didn't have a wig?
No, baby. Guthrie, Oklahoma, we could barely afford lights and mics.
Let alone wigs.
Yeah, let alone nice ones like these.
Fontaine had to cut her actual hair.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Oh. Anyway.
Wait, so, okay, Marius. That means back to Daniel for number...
Yeah, because that was your last one, right, John? That was your number five?
I had, like, Tulsa as a backup, but yeah.
Wait, I think that was only four, right?
It was four for me. I
okay,
have,
yeah, how, did you do one more then? One more.
I have Tulsa from Gypsy up in
great.
There.
Great. Love that.
I mean, that, I will say, five is the best where it belongs, but in a way, it's the ultimate twink role, just because it's, like, such a twink cameo. It's, like, as we know, Gypsy is a one-woman show.
Yeah.
And, like, there's just, like, a little, like, dash of twink.
You need one. And it's always somebody who, like, well, I don't want to be rude, but it's...
Be rude.
Kind of like anybody can kind of get in there and do it.
Well, except for be,
I can't answer. Dance. I couldn't even audition for that. But I mean, it's kind of like you get to be like if somebody's fun and you love them and you want to have them in your cast, like go get them.
The best Tulsa that I ever saw, and all due respect
David
to
Burka.
Not David Burka, not the fabulous triple threat Tony Yazbek,
Justin Bohan.
Not Justin Bohan, who was also good. Not Joe Mahoda. great as he was. My favorite Tulsa was Leo Ash Evans in the Ravinia production.
Love Leo.
Yes. I don't know her.
Leo is an actor's twink.
Oh, we love
an actor's
Leo.
Tulsa.
A twinkter's actor.
A twink's
oh
Tulsa.
Oh my God. I can't believe I said to Leo though, he's playing Tata in Ragtime somewhere this summer. And I'm like, in what universe? I would really think of him still as like mother's younger brother, another great twink role.
Twink.
But we're all aging.
But once a twink, always a twink.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
Gwen Verdon is a twink. Like you're the soul of a twink.
Gwen Verdon is dead.
Right, but she's always
her soul
be a twink.
Lives on. I like how you are very open minded with the twink, John. I like how you think of it as non gendered.
Yeah, like you, like that's the, you have the spirit of, like, Roxy Hart is a twink. That's a twink role. You have a twinky, kind of youthful, slutty exuberance that's just, like, constantly demanding cock.
I think this is very good. Youthful, slutty exuberance is a very,
hungry,
very
hungry.
Important.
Hungry.
Yeah.
Thirsty.
Hungry.
Thirsty. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
Well, demanding, this is, that's dramatic. a good way to define it.
Okay, well, my next and final twink roll. Wait, is this the final one of the whole thing?
Yeah.
I mean, I have several on my short list, but
I feel like you're coming for mine and I'm scared.
It is Anthony from Sweeney Todd.
Woo woo.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has the best song.
He has the best song. He's always played by like a gentle.
Although Beggar Woman is kind of a twink.
No.
I mean, Beggar Woman is a troll. She literally lives under a bridge.
Yeah.
She's evil. Yeah.
She's mean. Yeah, Anthony, I mean, it was either that or Pippin, but I think, I don't know. I mean, I think Anthony is more of like a get. So, yeah.
Wait.
So,
go ahead.
So let's reiterate.
Wait, I haven't done my number five yet.
Well, you haven't?
No.
Oh.
Because you did Cornelius, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So my number five, I can't believe I'm saying it and it wasn't on your list, is Freddy in My Fair Lady.
Oh, I didn't even think of Freddy. That's a good one.
I love Freddy so much because, first of all, Freddy has the most beautiful song in the world.
Well, it's one of the rare instances where a twink gets to sing baritone and not tenor.
Yes, which I appreciate. And also, Freddy is just so, like, he just wants love. He's in love with Eliza, and she just keeps on rejecting him. And he's just, like, he just has his heart on his sleeve, and he just keeps on trying. Even when it's, like, so cruel, he's singing this, like, beautiful love song, "Speak, and the world is full of singing." And it's a throwaway. They're, like, it just gets cut off. He doesn't even get a whole song there. They're just, like, no, bitch. And he never loses his, like, open heart, good attitude.
Well, that and, is just like Cornelius, just like Seymour. I think Freddy is a good example of the twink type of twink character that he's not just pining after a woman, like, romantically, but he's almost, like, worshiping her in almost, like, a diva worship way. Like,
Seymour
with Audrey, him with Eliza. I mean, they're, you know, Eliza and Audrey both are kind of these larger-than-life creations that, you know, have suffered some sort of abuse, whether physical abuse with the dentist or, you know, living on the streets and then having to, you know, be under the thumb of Henry Higgins. They're these sweet kind of, you know, almost like saviors that look to them and want to help them. I mean, I definitely see that.
Like Matthew Broderick in Sleeping with the Enemy.
The movie Sleeping with the Enemy?
Yeah.
He's not in that.
I forgot about that.
Wait, what am I thinking of? The Night We Never Met. I'm confusing those movies. I don't know. I'm just getting back to my Kevin Anderson IMDb in the 90s.
Sleeping with the Enemy is a great movie, though. Julia Roberts.
Such a good movie.
Yeah, her hair is so crazy.
Who's the good guy in that one?
Aidan Quinn.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. And he's a musical theater teacher because there's that one scene where she watches him out the window singing West Side Story.
Wait, so is he like code switching supposed to be gay in that?
I don't think so. I think it was like the 90s when you could be like a drama teacher and not be gay, you know?
Ridiculous.
Ugh, what was that time like?
I know.
It was awful.
Anyway, okay, let's all go through and read off our list so everyone hears them again.
Johnny.
Oh, God. Okay, Jack from Into the Woods, Stand By It.
Wonderful.
Peter Pan, notable honorable mention. I just want to mention IQ and Hairspray, also the twinkiest role in that, except for maybe Amber, who was the ultimate twink. Ado Annie, thirsty, desperate, and, you know, demanding. Wide Tam open. In Miss Saigon.
Insane.
Tulsa from Gypsy.
Tulsa.
And my quintessential, like, bullseye for me is Marius from Les Mis.
Yeah.
I think Tulsa was your bullseye, but...
I think we need these edited down to a 5-point list so we can...
Oh, Jack, Tam, Ado, Tulsa, Marius.
Fabulous. Okay, because when the episode comes out, we're gonna like, release the list to...
Oh, I'm going to get in trouble
to
now.
To the world. No, you're not. No, you're not.
We're going to get in trouble.
You're the most progressively thinking out of all of us. Okay, mine were Fiero, Cornelius, Hackle, Link Larkin from Hairspray, Mistopheles from Cats, and Anthony from Sweeney Todd.
Perfect.
Wonderful.
List.
Mine were Usnavi, Seymour, Mark, Dickon, and Freddie Eynsford Hill.
Such a great... This is great.
Good. We really...
And I want to give a shout out on Freddie to the greatest Freddie I've ever seen, Jordan Donica in the Lincoln Center Theater Revival, who is now... I'm not sure, is he going to Broadway? He was Rapunzel's prince in Into the Woods at City Center.
No, actually, I think he might be so being glorious. He might be being replaced by
Joshua Henry.
Yeah.
The part.
I'm assuming that's who Josh was playing.
He must have some fancy TV job, but he was so spectacular in that. He's really hard to call a twink because he's like 6'9" and like, you know, probably like could be like a football like star if he wanted to be, like in pro football. To keep it on the sports analogies.
That's snaking down.
Snaking down.
I'd like to snake down that.
Oh!
But he is really funny and charming.
Love
just
it.
Like you.
Thank you, John.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're welcome.
Okay, wait. So what else are we going to talk about for the next 15 minutes?
Well, why don't we talk about some roles that are not twink roles?
Yes.
That we would love to see played instead by a twink. Mm. It's sort of the kind of thing John was saying maybe with 8:00 Annie. Like, I think that's an interesting
idea. Like gender, I almost put down from Company, Jamie. It used to be Amy, now Jamie. I mean, that's...
And I almost did PJ from Company. It used to be Marta.
Yes.
But like, I mean, honestly, like, wouldn't Elphaba be a great twink role? Every twink wants
or
to
or maybe even more so Glinda.
I think Glinda.
Yeah.
I would see, like, there, Hell Hath No Fury, like a twink scorned. And so I would say something more like, I would like to see Javert played by a twink, because, like, that side of a twink that is so angry.
Like a mean twink.
Yeah, like a mean, vengeful. If I don't get my way, I
will
throw myself off this bridge.
Like Jamie Sapero in Smash.
Yes. Evil.
Kill myself.
What's another good evil twink role? I like the evil twink roles.
Oh,
I mean, like, I guess if Audrey was a twink, then the dentist could be like another mean twink. That would be funny.
Yeah.
You know what? A lot of twinks graduate and do play. If they're funny, they graduate and play the dentist. Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh, a evil twink role is Mordred in Camelot.
Mordred.
I don't remember who Mordred is. I love Camelot, but I don't
remember. Like Morgan Le Fay's son. I think he has the song, The Seven Deadly Sins, or the... 12? How many deadly sins is it?
Seven.
Also,
I know that Barrett Foa played it at Paper Mill Playhouse. So,
oh yeah,
evil you twink. Do the math.
Lancelot's kind of a twink role.
I had Lancelot on my list, actually.
I love that song. Also, another moment.
I'm sure John objects.
Another moment when Barrett.
I don't know that show.
It's coming back, right? It's being revived at Lincoln Centra.
Oh, that is true, isn't it? I forgot who they said was doing it.
Anyone from Evita, just to bring it back to your, like, you know, Che's not really a twink, but you know who is a twink from Evita is Another Suitcase, Another Hall Bitch. That is a twink who's on her way off from being, like, banged for one night, and she's like, fine, whatever.
Although Che was played by one of our favorite twinks in the City Center
Ricky
Encores.
Martin.
Yes, that is absolutely
Jason Gote, who's actually, I think, maybe my age or older, but he's still very, very twinky to me. Well, what are roles that you guys, John, what roles did you play as a youngin?
Link was, I guess that's a twinky role. I guess Chris per, Ben's roles. I was,
what about like back in your like community theater days when you were a kid?
Anthony.
Oh, you worked your way through the twink list.
I didn't know you did that.
I did.
Who were the leads when you were Anthony and Sweeney Todd?
In community theater in Texas?
Oh yeah. For some reason I thought you did like a big production, like it. You know, in Houston or something.
No, you know, I skipped that phase of anyone's theatrical career, which is probably why mine is so short. But I didn't do, I had an agent who's like, you know, in between your Broadway roles, you need to go and like be really hustling these traditional roles at regional theaters across the country. And I was like, you want me to go? You want me to do what? Like, no. I couldn't. I also didn't have any sort of training or book that would facilitate that. Like, I don't know the standards as well. So I didn't really get that. Get to play, and I also couldn't dance, so a lot of twinks have to really dance.
Can you really not dance?
I can fake it. I can fake it a little bit. I'm trying to think what else. Let's see, Sweeney Todd, Little Night Music, Henrik.
Henrik was on my short list.
Sure.
I think we've really discussed all the other ones I had on. Gabe from Next to Normal, that was one I had, but I didn't.
Yeah,
is Evan Hansen a twink?
Yeah. Evan Hansen is a twink, yes.
It's a complex twink with issues.
Yeah.
I finally saw the movie on a plane.
Oh, I haven't seen
it. I have
it.
Not seen it either.
I love the show.
I love the show too. I don't want to tarnish my experience with it, because I feel like now Evan Hansen has gotten such a bad rap, you know?
I could see. I enjoyed it because I did not know the show at all. I had never seen it on Broadway. I didn't know the music except for things I'd heard, you know, at the Tonys or whatever. But I thoroughly enjoyed the movie because I was like, oh, I get the source material on Broadway. This show is probably really great.
Yeah.
So I was able to, and I enjoyed the spectacle of what I was seeing on the plane. I couldn't believe
it. How's Amy Adams?
Well, you know, I love
Not my Adams. Favorite in musicals. I did not like her in Into the Woods in Central Park.
Isn't it funny, though, with her? She's someone I love through and through and can do no wrong. Love her so much. But you, because I saw Into the Woods as well, and it didn't. I was expecting so much.
Yeah.
In theory, that is the perfect casting for that role. Mm-hmm. And in every, I think, you know.
I think that Joanna Gleason, like Daniel and I talk about this all the time because we all grew up
That's
watching
a perfect
that.
Performance.
And we all so grew up perfect. Watching the video. So we don't only memorize the cast recording. We know
the facial
every line reading she
yes.
gave. Yeah, of the
I was
libretto.
Watching a clip of Sarah Bareilles, and it was like, I was thinking how great she is, but it was like, no matter how good or perfect anyone is, it's hard to separate yourself
from
that.
But Sarah was a mile better
She's
than Amy
so
Adams,
good.
Let me tell you that. No comparison.
Well, you know, I didn't like that production, though.
In the park?
Yeah.
Did anyone?
The production was really cool. Yeah, the steampunk production.
I don't like anything steampunk. I don't like the aesthetic.
It was very
it
cool. First of all,
way.
The young people were amazing. Gideon Glick and Sarah Stiles and Jesse Mueller. They were absolutely brilliant.
I wasn't in a good place in my life, so I was only full of hatred and rage. Didn't like it.
Yes.
Everybody loved the young people. I mean, it's more controversial, some of
you
the older them. People. They were wonderful. And what's her name?
Donna Murphy.
Donna Murphy was good. It wasn't the best. But Christine Zbornik was fabulous as Jack's mother.
Well, going back to Amy Adams, I love her too so much. She's one of my favorite actresses of the screen. But you know what I heard she was not great in was The Glass Menagerie at the West End, which is on playing right now. I was seriously like, I love her so much. I was like, am I going to fly to London just to see her do?
Wait, that's a perfect part for her, though. Oh, wait, as who?
As a man, as Amanda.
Blowing my mind.
No, I was like, she would have been a great Laura back in the day, but no, she's
yeah.
kind of
yes. I'm not ready.
But
oh, I'm not ready for that.
I heard it was not good. Whoever I talked to was like, save your money, don't. Or if you go, there are other productions to see, but not
like,
Glass
Menagerie. Sally Fields was like 70 and she was flawless. That is how I like it.
I also didn't like Sally. I didn't like that. I like Sally Field. I did not like that production, though.
Did you see Cherry Jones?
Yes, I did.
No, I wish
so
I would have. I wish I would have seen that.
You need
flawless.
Someone who can interpret it from a lot of different angles. And
yeah.
also someone who's literally from Tennessee. No shade to anybody else, but like in particular, you know, Glass Menagerie was a play I did in high school. Tom is very twink energy.
Oh, right.
For a closeted guy in high school in Texas who like wants to also be artistic, and it's kind of accepted because in that interpretation, he's just kind of a little quirky and creative. But,
right,
like, he's a huge
right.
homo. But like, that was such a weird experience. But like, I do like the depth of having somebody who knows every little minor nuance, having grown up in a place like Tennessee, like Cherry Jones, like who has a big part of her... life, you know.
Oh, I love that. Someone. I didn't know she was from Tennessee.
Yeah, me either. I just knew she wasn't Jewish. But John, it is such a thrill to have you here because you know every nuance of musical theater from just the Dance Belt to Broadway and beyond. It is really
right.
You were on the inside. You were there. You were the twink, whether you acknowledge it or not, and you were part of it, and I think you bring a real freshness to the discussion.
Je ne sais quoi. Yeah. I love you guys so much, both huge fans. Have Tyler Maynard on.
We absolutely will.
We might just cast him as 8-0 Annie and skip the podcast.
And John,
as Tam.
If people are twinks or otherwise are thirstier for more John Hill, or if they want to run up that hill, where can they find you? And what else do you have for us?
Kate Bush. Yes. Mm. Get your Hounds of Love and come follow me at John Arthur Hill on Instagram. I don't tweet. You can listen to SiriusXM channel 102. I'm Andy Cohen's co-host Mondays and Wednesdays. I have my own show on Tuesdays, 8 a.m. live Pacific. Yikes. This is too much information. And also Discretion Advised, the podcast with Mark McNamara. On Apple Podcasts.
I love it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. We love you, John. Come back again.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Cast Offs the Podcast. If you're in New York City, come visit us every Monday at 8 p.m. at Club Cumming. A big appreciation to our good Judies, composer Billy Reese for the Cast Offs theme song, and to the wonderful photographer Austin Ruffer for our Cast Offs photo. Check them both out online. See you next time.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.